I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. It's April 19th. The time is 2:43 PM. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Yeah.
Congressman Supernov.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Speaker Pratt, would you please lead us in a word of prayer this morning?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and our beautiful weather. I just ask a blessing be upon all our tribal members, the employees of the nation, our elected officials, and our staff, and just everyone involved with the Osage Nation that helps to make this a better nation. Be with those who are ill and need you at this time, Father. I ask all these things in your Son, Jesus, name. Amen.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
I abstain approval. I don't think I abstain approval of minutes. I don't ever abstain approval of minutes.
On page one?
Oh, absent. Sorry. Apologize. It was May. So I was abstaining.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion is second to approve the minutes. Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The minutes are approved. We have some legislation that's on this agenda that's been reported or that's been withdrawn from the committee. Discharged from our committee. The reason I wanted to go ahead and hold this committee meeting is to be able to look at these documents, see if they're correct, that the budget analyst has up on the screen, and report these out to Congress. So you'll have a document in front of you when you're voting to see where we are. That was the whole objective of the meeting. So right now, the budget analyst has a copy of it up of all of the bills as they currently stand with their appropriated amounts. And then the bottom line down here, what is going to be left in the general fund? Would you please indicate?
Sit down, I'll consider.
The general fund of the treasury, if everything passes as it's currently been amended, there will be $216,998 in the general treasury as of today. And then if everything passes as it sits right now, there will be no money in the Economic Development Fund. Am I reading that document correctly?
Correct.
Okay. And so if Congress is in agreement, or if this committee's in agreement with, that's what it looks like right now, I would entertain a motion to.
Move to report the template to the Congress. Move the chair to report the template to the Congress.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second for discussion. I just want to finish looking at it.
Okay. Congressman Mason?
Would you be so kind as just to repeat all of that introductory that you had, just to explain again what I'm looking at?
As every bill is going to sit on our table, right, let me back up a minute. We have two amendments left. One, only one, which will change the dollar amount, which is a $21,000 bill coming out of the general fund of the Treasury. We're going to get to that next. So that number will change by $21,000 to $216,200. Yes, right. We haven't amended that yet to come out of the general fund of the Treasury. We'll get to that next. But currently, how everything sits right now is coming out of the general fund, the requests that are on the table that we will be voting on and that have been voted on will be at $216,998 in the general fund of the Treasury. The Economic Development Fund, how these bills set right now before the vote, this is what we're looking at coming out of the Economic Development Fund.
Which two have the amendments that are proposed? 1821 and what else?
1827.
1827.
The two that are in yellow are the two amendments that have yet to be proposed. The ones that are in blue have already been voted on today. Ones in green have already been sent for signature. And the ones in white have not yet been voted on in third reading today.
Are the color codes coded?
I can do that.
Okay, I think that would be helpful.
Okay. So he's going to code the color codes so people will be able to clearly look at that. Is there any more discussion to the motion? All in favor of the motion say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. So we will report this document out to Congress. Now my next question is, I believe the 1827 that's sitting before us for amendment. So it'll change that amount. Should the amendment pass, it'll change that amount. Otherwise, let me ask a question of the sponsor. Will that bill be able to pass in its current form without the amendment?
No.
So you, if this amendment didn't pass, then you would withdraw the bill, or what would
if
happen?
If it passed away without the amendment, then it would be out of compliance with the capital asset improvement. Well,
I guess my question is, would you withdraw the bill if the amendment didn't pass?
More than likely. I would consult with Trey on that.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I don't see why it wouldn't pass.
Me either. Congressman Mason?
You can go down all kinds of hypotheticals, Shannon.
The one we just talked about. Well,
let me let the sponsor address the amendment to you right away.
Okay, so when the bill was filed, it has the money, the $21,000 for the two lot purchases coming out of the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund. There was a recent project. There was at least $21,000 available in the Capital Asset and Fund, or the Capital Asset Fund. By law, by recent amendment, any non-used funds or expended funds in the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund automatically revert back to the general fund in the Treasury. That journal entry has already taken place in accounting, so those unexpended funds have already been diverted back to the general treasury. So the amendment to the bill is that the $21,000 comes out of the general fund in the treasury rather than the capital asset and improvement fund. That would be out of compliance with Osage law. Well,
so,
the funds aren't there. They've got to be appropriated out of the general treasury, or the general fund in the treasury, to the capital asset improvement fund. That's what the amendment does.
Congresswoman.
So what happened is exactly what was supposed to happen, because it doesn't relate to a purchase of property, right?
Is what hap, are you talking about the journal entry, the moving the funds out of the capital asset improvement fund back in the general? Yes, that is what happened.
But we wouldn't, how would there have ever been money in there for a new project? Don't you have, isn't that what's supposed to happen, and then you appropriate them back out?
The legislation was mistakenly drafted. That was my fault.
All right.
Okay, so did that get your, answer to your question, Congressman? Okay, so now we put it back into where it's going to be requested to go if the amendment passes. And so my question now is, do we want to approve this document to report out to Congress also? That would be my desire.
Yes.
I thought that we already did that one. You didn't do this one?
Not, no. Now we've put the $21,000, because it hasn't, that amendment hasn't been approved yet.
What about the $450,000 on 1821?
I guess it really depends on how you look at that. I view it, if we appropriate it, even though there's a contingency, it's appropriated.
Move to have the, move to allow the chair to report this document. What's it called? Are these like stamped in with communication?
No, I will print them off and have them stamped and filed with the clerk.
Whatever communication receipt this ends up being. Move to affix a communication receipt and have the chair report this to the Congress via committee report.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Congressman Walker.
Would you repeat the reason that you would prefer the other one not be handled in the same way?
We're still appropriating the money out of that fund.
We're not. That's not what the amendment does. It doesn't.
Well, then where will it come out of?
Oh, I guess the amendment doesn't. The intent, the reality of it, is that it would come out of next year's funds.
Well,
no. That's a fund that this fund doesn't have any fiscal year limitations.
Can we talk in real world? I mean,
that's real.
The grant is not going to be awarded until September. The I's that won't be dotted, the T's won't be crossed until we get into next fiscal year. That's what we've been told by the grants, and
If September you want to appropriate out of a different place, then you can.
I can.
I mean, anybody can. The Congress can.
They sure can.
So for now, if you're making a commitment that the funds are available, they have to be available. And they're not available in the general treasury.
I mean, we can make one $21,000 assumption, but we're not going to do the $450,000.
Let me be clear. $21,000 is coming out of the general fund. That's why it's requested. It should the amendment pass, and that's how it's going to be represented. $450,000 is going to be appropriated out of the economic development fund. I realize you do have a contingency on there if we get the grant. But the fact is those monies are already obligated out of that fund, which has no fiscal year limitations. Now, the only way to have $450,000 more in that fund right now is to, one, either not get the grant, or two, appropriate more money to that fund.
Here's the amendment right here.
Is this the right format that you want to present out? Isn't that the question?
Well, that's what I wanted to report out.
Are
that's
still
what's
in discussion?
Been.
I seconded this, but are we saying we have two forms?
Yes. We will report out two forms. The first one will show exactly where we are right now this month. This one shows the two amendments that are on the floor right now, that have not been approved yet. Yes, Congressman Walker.
This is fine, but just FYI, I should have read the fine print a little better. I'm going to propose an amendment to the amendment that that does not, to strike out economic development fund and put general fund of the treasury.
I won't vote for that, because we don't have an amendment to the treasury.
Okay, thanks for letting me know that.
Well, should we have a third document for that contingency also? Because that'll put the general fund of the treasury in the red.
Yes, we should. Let's vote on this, and we'll have another one.
Okay, is there any more discussion to this motion? All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes, to this motion.
Yes.
No.
Where is Ms. Walker?
I got it.
Was there one no? Let the record reflect that Congressman Walker is a no vote. Congresswoman Edwards?
Based on a stated amendment to the amendment showing ONCA 1821 to come out of the general fund. I move that the chair report out a document that would show that contingency.
Have a motion? Does it need to be repeated to anyone? Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
A second to the motion. So we have a third document that's being produced by our budget analyst. Is there any discussion to this document that you guys are seeing right here? All in favor of the motion say yes.
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 Any opposed to the motion say no.
No.
So I'm showing two no's.
Peggy, are you voting?
Yeah.
How do you vote?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you voting?
Yes, two no's. I did, loud.
Let the record reflect that Speaker Pratt and Congressman Walker are no vote on this third report.
Move to adjourn?
I have nothing else. Does the committee have anything else? Second to adjournment?
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We are adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you, Maria, for doing that.
Yeah, somebody tell me what just happened.